They're panicking. They're clearly panicking. Like, that's obvious. You can see it in their eyes. I remember looking at Dianne Feinstein. You look at this person, and like she's I mean, she you look at her, she thinks she's running late for like a voting session on Pluto. Like, well, in reality, she's just at a nursing home choking on Jell-O, right? But you can see it in her eyes. You can see the panic. You can see that these octogenarian weirdos are still hanging on with this death grip to the wheels of power. And like the fucking light's right there. It's coming straight for them. And they can see it and they're panicking. That's the real panic. The panic, I think, is that they were promised something. They were promised something like eternal life through technology and medicine their entire lives, all these boomers. And these are the people that grew up with the Jetsons and everything the fuck else, where they're just sort of like, yeah, don't worry about it. We're going to solve that whole death thing. Way before, like, you're going to be an 80-year-old, apparatchik who just can't let go of power, because they've been taught that like power will lead to eternal life in the flesh. And so, like, this is the panic that we're seeing now. It started before 2016. I've been seeing it for 20 years now, I feel like, in various ways and in various shapes. Again, this thing sh shifts shape over time. It wakes up as a new thing every morning. And it's sort of like, but it really is panic now. Like, they're really panicking. They're thinking like, oh my God, oblivion's right around the corner. I'm gonna die. And then what? And then I wasted my whole life
Well,
exploiting and
it often
hurting
seems to me
people
like
in pursuit of power and
it often seems to
advantage.
me
And like, and then when
like
you're staring into that void, it's gonna, it's it, man, you're gonna fucking panic. It's gonna look crazy like it does now, I think. Go ahead, John. Sorry.
I get the sense they're working to a clock a lot of the time. Like there's some kind of deadline, and maybe that's what you just described. It's like these octogenarians who the transhuman, life extension, immortality future has not manifested in time for them to avoid the grim reaper and reckoning with the maker that they have offended throughout their lives through their numerous sins in the deep in their black hearts the answer for. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's something else made of deadline. And so okay, like if we run with that hypothesis, the scenario that like there's been something guiding all of these historical developments in philosophy and science and governance and what have you, all down through the millennia in order to bring us where we are here, and doing so in a very deliberate, sort of conscious fashion, thing which is not human, like X, Okay, well, like if it's like, say it's got a goal, right? Maybe that goal is meant to manifest pretty soon, sort of around this historical time. And they've done all this work, and here the deadline is approaching. It's make or break, shit or get off the pot. And suddenly things are going haywire. Donald Trump gets elected, Brexit happens. You have these populist movements breaking out all over the place. You have like the herd is all of a sudden no longer doing what it's told as reliably, and they should be conditioned by now. All the behavioral operant conditioning should have made them into perfect little slaves. And sure, a lot of them are firmly asleep, completely mechanical in their thoughts. Like the conditioning is taken absolutely wonderfully, but there's a bunch of them that are not, and their numbers are spreading, and they're becoming harder and harder to manage, and thus the panic. Because what if it all comes crashing down, right? What if all of their hard work, all of their carefully laid plans, all just don't work? And like to get like less esoteric, but still firmly in the sort of conspiracy sphere, you can like look at stuff like the Kalergi plan that Tree of Woe did a bit of a deep dive on a couple of months ago, where he sort of like looked into, okay, what did this guy actually write? And it was pretty much like, it read like a prophecy for, the rest of the 20th century in terms of like, what they wanted to do. You could also just have this like, group of like humans, kind of old banking families or whatever in Europe, who have been trying to sort of like conquer the world by stealth, who have done all of this work to sort of to put together this global system that will have them sitting on top of it, or their descendants sitting on top of it for the rest of time, under a humanity that will ultimately become engineered to enjoy its servitude. The Chris Langan's parasitic divergence, right, where the Earth kind of goes through like a phase change from which no reversal is possible. Okay, this is a bit scattered actually, but this kind of, what if the deadline they're working towards is an understanding that the Earth will in fact go through some kind of phase shift at about this time in its development, you know, akin to when it went from a dead world to a living biogenic event 4.5 billion years ago, or when multicellular life came along, or when, you know, humans developed language, right? Like, what if we're coming up to like another sort of event like that? And, you know, you see people talking about like the technological singularity, for instance. I don't think it's that per se, but, you know, like there's this kind of intimation that a lot of people have that, you know, this time in history is very special. And you do see this acceleration in technology and all of these things happening. Okay, so, you know, and well, Chris Langan, like he sort of talks about how you can have either the tech singularity or human singularity, and which path humanity chooses determines the state that the Earth will be in for, you know, maybe not like the rest of time, because ultimately, the, you know, the sun eats the Earth or whatever, but like, you know, for a long time to come, right? It's essentially, it's an irreversible shift. And if we go the human singularity route, then, you know, the parasites, they're fucked. They're fucked forever. Like they're never getting back in power. They're never going to get their parasitic divergence and their tech singularity, where they sit like an effendi and eat as the rest of us toil in their virtual fields or whatever, like brain chips controlling our minds and all of these kinds of things. Like they'll never get that. And perhaps all of this sort of thousands of years of sort of careful curation of the human ideational sphere has been grooming the species to just kind of like fall into the attractor state of the parasitic divergence without even realizing where it's going. And the reason they're panicking is that that inflection point is soon. I'm sure they don't know exactly when. I think it's impossible to know exactly when it would happen. It's quite possible that it's like sort of we're in that nexus right now, historically. And if they don't get their way, they're fucked, and they know it. And they feel the control slipping that is necessary for them to kind of yank humanity in that direction, which is why they're panicking and sort of coming out from behind the mask more and more, and acting openly and sort of, you know, becoming more heavy-handed with their various tactics, because the time is short for them, right? But the flip side of that is that time is short for us, right? Like, you know, we also don't have much time to act. And like, you know, the future is not set. Like, there's no such thing as prophecy. There's only sort of a cloud of probability in the future. And like, you know, how they want a 100% probability of getting their way. And they kind of maybe convinced themselves that they had that. And maybe that probability is now like, you know, 98% that they will get their way, but they've seen the probability of the human singularity increasing ever so slightly in the last, you know, few years, and that is why they panic. So like what I'm kind of getting at there is like, just we should not be complacent and be like, oh, humanity's awakening, the harmonic convergence is coming, and you know, like they're fucked. It's like, eh, no, like we could still be pretty much fucked as far as the probability goes. It could be that we have this like very, very narrow sliver of probability that we can sort of, you know, we can widen that, but like, you know, like the odds are still stacked against us, right? So like, you know, basically we need to fight like fucking demons, or maybe angels would be a better word.
Oh,